Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defontenoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. In Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 154 of the Por Favor Manténganse Alejado podcast. I'm Mike down at Southwest Florida, joined by Dr. Klinsman up in Westerly. Hello, Doctor.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, it's well. How are you?
I'm okay. I thought you were going to say snowy Westerly, Rhode Island. Sunny Southwest Florida and snowy Westerly, Rhode Island.
It's got to be gray now, right?
Gray?
Well, yeah, is it gray?
Well, it's dark, but...
Yeah, but what was it like today?
Well, it snowed again last night. We got about...
Oh, it snowed again last night. So just to give a perspective, we're a couple days after that great blizzard of 2017.
It was pretty... I mean, the accumulation wasn't incredible. It was about a foot of snow, which is a lot. But just how fast it came down on Thursday was... It just, like, brought everything to a screeching halt. But, so we cleared that all out, and then... They said there was going to be a little, maybe 2 to 3 inches, and it ended up being probably about an inch, maybe two. But by the time I got out there to shovel around 10 o'clock this morning, there was only about an inch on the ground, and it was up in the 40s. It was low 40 already, so things were melting pretty quickly. So this one took me about 5 minutes to shovel out, and then Jorgina came out and played in the snow with me for about an hour. Mm-hmm. We built a snowman, and...
Oh, beautiful.
And that was nice. I didn't mind that because it was actually warm. So I just had like regular sweatshirt on and just a pair of jeans. And I didn't even have a hat. And she just had her snow stuff on and we were playing around in the snow. She was throwing snowballs at me and stuff. So that was fun.
Nice.
But yeah, and I didn't have to go anywhere either. So that makes it easier when you don't have to travel in it. I was in no rush to clear it out. It was easy. So that one wasn't bad. But then I'm looking at like Google, just some news, and they're saying that there's a chance of a multiple foot storm Sunday night into Monday in parts of New England. So, you know, my heart started beating quite quickly at that point. But it looks like you become
obsessed with that phone, just keep checking it every hour, don't you?
Oh, that's how it was on Thursday, yeah. I think that one's going to miss Rhode Island, so I don't have to worry too much. It's in the back of my mind, but I'm not gonna stay up all night thinking about that one because I think it's gonna miss us.
You don't have to go up to Nashua and deliver some manure.
You never know. We do have a branch in Nashua, so it's possible.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Actually, I don't think it's Nashua. It's right outside there, but that's neither here nor there.
The metropolitan area.
How are you? I saw you posted a video from the blizzard of Southwest Florida.
It was pretty tough on Friday.
That made me so mad at you.
Were you angry when you watched that video?
I think that was karma, though. You go post that video to kind of rub my face in it, and then you had some technical difficulties with the Por Favor podcast.
That is true.
So that's what happens when you take a dig at your cousin.
Exactly. I wasn't really taking a dig
at
you.
No, it was good. It was cute. You kind of did the same thing I did and just showed the contrast between the two locales in which we reside.
Yeah, Susie had to get some work done with her car, so she rode in with one of her coworkers, and then I had the day off, so I went down to Venice Island to get my hair cut, and I had some time to kill, so I said, let me go to the beach. And there was nobody there. I pulled in, like, front row park and just walked up. Went for, like, a 15-20 minute walk and then went back. Susie's office is, like, probably 2 miles from that location.
So that's a little further from your house now, but that was close to Susie's work.
Yeah, it was close to Susie's work, yep.
Do you have trouble finding a barber that you could trust when you moved down there?
Yeah, because I actually went to her to where she was getting her hair cut.
Okay.
And it was one of those foo-foo joints, but the girl was all right. But then, like, she was either, like, working one day a week or whatever, so I'm like, this isn't going to work. So I asked one of the guys at the Oaks for a recommendation. He said he goes to the island, so I found this guy, and he's great. And he works Mondays and Fridays.
Oh, that works. Yeah, because, I mean, I don't do it because I just get the crew cut, so my wife does it for me, but I know people get very...
bald, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, people get pretty attached to their barbers, so I know that can be tough when you move locales.
I'm one of those loyal people. Like, in Minnesota, I was with the same girl until she quit, and then I found another one. I was with her for probably 8 years, so... Yeah, you do a good job. Why do you want to mess
around? Oh, no, I don't blame you. I just, like, some people don't care. They're just like, oh, let's go somewhere else, but then...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not one of those.
That's good. Yeah, I could imagine it would be stressful to find someone. And plus, your look is so important to you.
Well, not especially now. Now more than ever, as you're well aware.
Well, because you're the face of the Por Favor podcast.
I am the face
property.
Of the podcast.
I mean, you're on property all the time, so you're the face of the face that runs the place.
I mean, it's terrible too. From the parking lot to get to the gate sometimes takes me an hour and 45 minutes.
That's tough.
It's brutal.
You might have to move closer. You're thinking about it, aren't you?
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it.
Wow.
This is mud.
It's too bad you don't have smell-o-vision.
Yeah, right now. I'm pretty thankful for that. See, back when I was editing, none of this would have made it to air.
You wouldn't have let it in.
No, but you're going to like highlight it. You're going to edit everything else out. It's just going to be this part.
Yeah, well, of course I'm keeping it in.
So that's good. So you got your hair cut. You got picked the old lady up from work, and
oh, so all right, speaking of karma, you haven't gotten this part now. So we're driving up the drive from. So I do a map quest, and it's telling me to stay on this route to go up to her car's being worked at up in Bradenton, which is south of St. Petersburg, north of Sarasota. So it's about, I don't know, 21 miles or so. So it says that it's going to take 56 minutes.
Oof.
So I'm like, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So we're getting up just past Siesta Key, entering downtown Sarasota, and it says that there's a 9-minute delay. And now we're not moving. And like red lights are turning green and going back to red, and we're not moving. So I start to move, and now my radio shuts off. So I said, what the hell's going on? So I put my radio back on. I noticed my little battery light was going on.
Oh, boy.
So I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, we're screwed. So Susie had to call the guy and say, hey, we're stuck in traffic. The MapQuest is saying we're not getting there for like another 45 minutes. He's like, don't worry. I got paperwork. I'll stick around. So it ended up taking us what should have been about a 40-minute drive, took us an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, did the guy stick around that long?
Yeah, it was pretty funny because as we go rolling in, he's just a comedian. He's on his cell phone. He's like, no what? No, honey, I'm not out cheating with you. I actually do have customers who are late today.
That's funny.
So so I'm like, you know, stuck in traffic. I drive a clutch, so I'm just like, I hope I don't stall, because if I do, this car's not stalling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you got a lot of pressure when you have to let the foot off the clutch, give it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those where you're not even going into second gear. You're just getting out of first.
Right.
And stopping right away. So I'm like, if this thing stalls, I'm screwed. So we stopped there, and right away the car won't start. So I told the guy, I said, is there any chance you can look at it tomorrow? He's like, yeah. He said, what's going on? So I told him, he said, that sounds like it could be an alternator.
Oh, boy.
I said, well, if that's the case, I said,
junk it.
I'm going to sell it from your parking lot. I said, because I think the KBB value is only like $2,000.
Right.
So he called us first thing in the morning and said it was just a battery.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That almost totals it, though, with the car that old time.
Yeah, because Susie's like, do you want it? Hang on, let me ask my husband. She's like, it's going to be $175. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to rent a car for 3 days.
Right.
No, it still runs good, though. Everything runs good. It's just getting old.
Oh, yeah. You know?
But yeah, that's always fun.
So do you want to discuss a little bit of what we're going to do this week? It's going to be a little different than our normal episode.
Oh, so we are going to bring that up?
What's that?
What that we're doing something a little different this week?
No, I don't mean different than what we had planned, which we could have brought up. I meant different than our usual. We talked about it a few weeks ago, how we were going to change things up a little bit.
Yeah.
And this is going to be one of the first times that we do that.
Yeah, we're going to do a review, a pub review. It's going to be a Por Favor pub crawl.
Like a live audio review.
Yes.
So this one, you guys were up on property a couple weeks ago.
Actually, it was just, it was a week.
A week ago, okay.
It was exactly a week to the day, yep.
And what's going on? I was just doing a little cheering.
Yeah.
And you guys went to Coronado just to hang out, have some drinks, right?
Yeah, well, we went up just to have breakfast. That was the original plan.
Right.
And then we had fast passes to Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, you got time to kill. Let's walk around the resort. Because you know me, if it's about running into a park or walking around a resort, I'm going to choose option B.
Oh, obviously.
All the time. So we walked around, tried to, we found our room that we originally stayed at.
Oh, nice.
Back in 2011, I think, when we came down. Went over to the dig. Just walked around. I love, love, love Coronado Springs.
Very nice. I think it would have been 2010 because we went in 2011. That's when we got.
That's
married.
Right, yeah. For your honeymoon. Yeah, that's right. I went. Yeah, I went in
the year before,
November 2010. Right. That is correct, sir.
So basically, let me kind of figure out. I'm guessing what happened was you guys obviously drove right to Coronado for your breakfast.
That is correct.
And then left the car there and took the bus to the park.
Yeah, that's what happened, because we were debating on whether or not, because a lot of times we'll just drive right over the park, because then we can just leave there.
Right.
Yeah, but we just, you know, we wanted to do Hollywood Studios 5 or 6 hours. Our last fast pass was like at 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what, if we get back here by 3:30, 4 o'clock, we can go to Rick's.
Yeah.
And have some apps. You know, it's kind of like a late lunch early. I'm like, we can grab some apps and hang out there for a couple hours. So she said, absolutely.
Nice. So before...
Yeah, so we took the bus.
Yeah, that works out. And then you got back, yep. And so that way you couldn't, like, kind of weasel out on it, so to speak. You made the plan, and you kind of forced yourself to go
back. You to get back there,
exactly.
Yeah.
So how was Coronado looking when you walked around?
You know what I like about it? It hasn't changed.
Right.
So the, you know, they still have their little... Their quick service, the Peppa Market. Although, that's changed.
I was
going to
say, that's changed a little bit, right?
That's changed, yep. And then, you know, that little market area where they have all the sweets and where you get your refillable mug.
Yeah, that, it's like a little counter, pretty much. And they have ice cream there and things like that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I love that gift shop,
so, yeah, it hasn't changed.
I do like their gift shop a lot.
That gift shop's fantastic.
Really nice.
And they have a lot of resort-specific items there as
well. Yeah, they didn't have those as much 5-6 years ago, and now they're starting to pop up everywhere, which is nice. I like that.
So are you telling me you haven't been back since your trip?
No, I have not. I mean, when would I have had occasion to go back?
You just take the bus and go walk around.
No, I don't go as much as my parents or my sisters. I don't have time to just kill and walk around. I would like to do that, though. That's not bad.
I mean, it's not killing time, though, Bill. It's a destination. I look at it as a destination. You look at it as, let me just go kill time.
Yeah.
I look at it as day 5, I'm going to Coronado Springs.
But it almost would hurt me that I wasn't staying there. Like, walk around and not be able to, like, just plop down in the bed and relax.
Yeah.
Or use the pool or anything like that.
All the mud rooms. Did you see my? Did you see my?
I did see the mud review.
That was a good post. Wasn't
yeah, that
it?
Was
when,
good.
When the seat's up, that's always a good sign.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I was talking about. Didn't
it means
you?
It's freshly cleaned.
Do you when you read my post, do you just shake your head and say what is he thinking, or do you just kind of roll with
it? I pretty much roll with it at this point. I kind of know I'm going to get some nonsense from you, and I just let it go.
I mean, those, you know which ones I'm talking about. They're by the convention center, just past the restaurants. Once you enter into the convention center.
Oh, yeah.
Center
no,
area.
I know which ones you mean. Those are good latrines.
Yeah, and then, like, but in the evening, I had to go back over there, and they had, you know, they must have been welcoming guests for one of their conventions. Hello, sir. How can I help you? And I just pointed to the left mudroom. She just kind of nodded. Oh, okay. Going left.
Yeah. All right, so...
Name of that gift shop's Panchitos, by the way.
Yes, it is, and that's one of the three Caballeros.
Yeah, because there's a Caballero on the...
It's Pan...
On the,
Yeah, Panchito. Yeah. But all three, they have the topiaries of all of them outside.
Yep.
Which I like that a lot. So you sent me this menu for Rick's Lounge. And now I'm looking...
I mean, these are like Bibles for Catholics. Like, me and Klinsman walk around property, and we've got we've got books of menus in our back pocket. Yeah, exactly.
Cheat sheets.
Cheat.
But you...
like the pocket Bible, we have the pocket menu.
Right, exactly. Man, this menu is pretty nice. You want me to run through the whole thing here, just so people get an idea?
Go through it.
All right, so they have this appetizers. You can get a barbecue pulled pork flatbread. Comes with pork, chipotle barbecue sauce, onion straws for $11.99. Buffalo chicken potato wedges. That sounds interesting. Shredded chicken, crispy potatoes, crumbled blue cheese, and blue cheese dressing, $9.99. Chicken wings with a choice of buffalo, Thai chili, or chipotle barbecue, $10.99. Crispy calamari. Hand-breaded calamari with smoky jalapeno aioli, $11.99. Fiesta flatbread. Salsa roja, spicy chorizo, and queso fresco, $11.99. That sounds good. Homemade barbecue chips. Ugh. I love the chips. The homemade chips at Disney.
Oh, they're so good.
Barbecue spice chips with caramelized onion dip. That sounds fantastic. $6.99 and a veggie flatbread, crisp cucumber, tomato, onion, and a creamy muffaletta spread finished with a balsamic glaze, $10.99. Then they have some soups and salads. So you can get a Caesar salad with chicken or shrimp. And there are no soups. It just says soups and salad, and there's just salad. The entrees, you can get a chicken sandwich, grilled chicken on white with sliced tomato, lettuce, avocado, pepper, bacon, and fries. The El Bueno Burger, all beef patty with lettuce, tomato, queso fresco, salsa roja, served on a brioche sesame seed bun with fries. Add a fried egg for $2. Fish tacos, these sound good. Blackened mahi.
Fish tacos, definitely, yep.
Shredded lettuce, pico de gallo, served with a side of jicama slaw. And then you can get those flatbreads as an entree as well. So that's pretty much the food aspect of it. And you said you went for just some starters, right?
Yes.
Which ones, did you get more than one or just split one?
No, we split two, actually. Ooh. We got the chicken wings, but we went with the Thai chili.
Good move. I was going to say, buffalo, yep. As much as I like buffalo sauce, I'm not going to Walt Disney World for my buffalo wings.
Correct.
So the Thai chili, that's a good sauce. I like that sauce. It's like the sweet and spicy one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good sauce.
It was good. And the crispy calamari.
Those both sound good. I'm actually a little surprised you didn't go with the Fiesta flatbread, though. With the chorizo. Spicy salsa, queso fresco, and chorizo on a flatbread. That sounds pretty good, too.
You gotta always tee it up for your next visit.
That's
though.
True. Leave something. You always gotta leave tee them up. Wanting more, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those homemade chips too. Man, there's a lot of good options just on that starter menu.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if you think about it though, you could go with that Fiesta flatbread and the barbecue chips. You're looking at $7, $12, $19. That's a pretty good meal.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of that, and then let's not bury the lead here. You guys did this for a drink review as well, didn't you?
Correct.
The first pub crawl. So, what did you end up drinking?
Well, I got my Bloody Mary.
Okay, and just a quick. I'm sure you review it in the audio, but just a quick take on it. Was it pretty good or average, or what do you think?
It was average.
Average, nothing out of the ordinary.
No,
you've had better.
I've had better.
Okay, and then Susie went with the signature drink.
Yeah, she went with the Margarita Flight.
Margarita Flight. That's interesting. So what was that basically?
I think it was five either shot glasses or 2 ounce different margaritas.
So five samples of five different margaritas?
Correct.
And I'm sure she'll go over what those are.
She went over all of the flavors and we both tried them.
So you didn't go with the bottle service, choose from vodka, $200 and up?
No, I didn't go with that. Right. No.
And then, did this place take tables in Wonderland?
They do not.
No. All right. So that's, I'm not surprised, because I think we knew that about Coronado, because their stuff is owned by a different company. A lot of their restaurants are.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew that wasn't on there. And still, though, I mean, you look at the prices, I don't know how much the drinks were, but... $10.99, $11.99. So that's probably what you spend, like $50, something like that.
Yeah, we broke all that down too.
Okay. Oh, perfect. So yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that. I haven't heard any of this audio. Is there anything else you want to add, or should we just go right into the audio portion here?
No, we can. If there's anything else, I can do it when we wrap up.
All right. And let's...
All right. Yeah, let's head over to Coronado Springs and Rick's Lounge.
We're here at Rick's Lounge, Disney's Coronado Springs, for our first Por Favor pub crawl. The margarita flight.
Correct.
Appetizers they have here. We got the house-made barbecue chips for $6.99. It's barbecue spice chips with caramelized onion dip. Chicken wings for $10.99. That's a choice of buffalo, Thai chili, or chipotle barbecue served with choice of ranch or blue cheese and a side of celery. Crispy calamari for $11.99. Hand-breaded calamari with smoky jalapeno aioli. Sandwiches, they have a Ventanas burger for $16.49, all beef patty with Vermont white cheddar and peppercorn bacon, served on a brioche sesame seed bun. They have the chicken focaccia for $14.99. That's herb marinated grilled chicken breast on focaccia with sliced tomato, baby arugula, and bacon aioli. And then we have chicken Caesar, or just a regular Caesar, for $7.99. Hot Ramon with shaved Ciego herb croutons with house made dressing. What do you want?
I'm gonna start with the margarita plate.
And I'm gonna have a Bloody Mary. Do you wanna maybe go over the cocktails? I'll just kind of give an overall.
Martini menu. They have 8 different martinis. They also have 5 different margaritas. And they offer a tequila flight and a margarita flight, which is what I will be having. And the margarita flight consists of 5 shot glasses of specialty handcrafted margaritas. Mango, blueberry, basil, classic, blood orange, pineapple, and jalapeno. So this should be interesting.
We have a very good beer selection. Very nice beer selection. Don't you think?
I do. It's all bottled. They don't have any beer on tap.
No tap beer.
But it is a very nice selection. What do you want to eat? You want chicken wings, don't
you? Want to get a couple apps? You want to get the wings and the calamari? Try those.
Sure. What kind do you want? Buffalo wings?
Either buffalo. You want to try the Thai chili?
I do.
All right. Try something different. Looks like a good bloody.
Thank you.
orange, pineapple, and jalapeno.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna get a couple apps. Can we get the we're gonna get the chicken wings, the Thai chili, and then the crispy calamari. We just, cocktails were just delivered. Susie's probably not even going to be able to walk out of here. Are you?
You're going to have to pull the car up.
Oh, dear God. Susie's got a margarita flight, and it's probably more than she's drank probably since Christmas, all through January, so.
Probably accurate.
It's probably accurate, isn't it? So which one should we try to taste? Are you going to try to taste them all?
Yeah, I think I'm going to start on the sweet end with the mango blueberry.
So how does this flight go?
So it goes mango blueberry,
yep,
which is Exotico Blanco tequila, coconut rum, orange juice, mango, blueberry, and basil.
Okay.
So we'll try that one first. Good. Be a little sweet for you.
That's very good.
You like that?
I can taste a blueberry. Yeah.
It's not too sweet for you?
Yeah. Wouldn't be my first choice.
Yeah, the mango, that is pretty sweet.
Then we have the Classica, which is the same tequila, the Exotico Blanco, with orange liqueur, agave nectar, and fresh lime juice. And when you order these as full drinks, they salt the rims to kind of complement the drinks, but on the flight they don't do that.
That's fair.
Now let me preface this by saying that I am not a huge tequila fan.
Kind of like I'm not a big bread fan.
It's a completely different thing. Tequila and I had a very bad night together in college, and we've never fully resolved our relationship.
Oh, that's fair.
So I tend to stay away from tequila-based cocktails.
But for the good of the podcast, you did agree that we would do signature. You'd do the signature cocktail.
Correct.
And I would do the Bloody Mary.
Correct. I will say this Classica could get me back onto a straight up margarita. This is delicious.
I like the blueberry better so far.
Do you?
Yes. What's our next flight?
All right, the next margarita in the flight is the Blood Orange, which is a sweet tart mix of blood orange juice, Exotico tequila, orange liqueur, topped with a wild berry foam, served on the rocks with a hibiscus Himalayan salt rim when you order the full one. There is no foam or salt rim on the flight. Good.
There's a but.
I don't know what it is, because I like orange. There's just something about this that doesn't appeal to me.
Okay.
It's not bad, but I wouldn't order it on its own.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
So the next one is pineapple, which is the Exotico tequila, ginger liqueur, pineapple, agave nectar, and fresh lime juice. actually quite excited to try this one. I love pineapples.
Quite excited to try this one.
This is pretty good. I think I'd like it a little bit better without the ginger.
Okay, let's try this one. That's pretty good too. That's got an interesting taste.
I'd be interested in tasting it without the ginger. Alright, so the final is a jalapeno margarita. It's Exotico Blanca tequila with jalapeno lime juice, cucumber, and agave nectar. It's actually garnished with a little piece of jalapeno. Oh no, it's lime. Oh no, it's jalapeno because the seeds are in there. That's actually really good.
Ooh. You got the seeds. That's hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good though,
really
isn't
hot.
It?
Yeah.
And I would never think to order something like that. That's delicious.
That's got some kick. That's very good. So I would have to say, I think
really good.
Really good. I'm gonna try the Classica again. Is that the second one in? Actually, I think the blueberry might be my favorite.
Really? That's the complete opposite of what I would have expected.
That's good. I don't even think. I think I may have had a margarita when I went to Tijuana with my parents. I think we agreed when in Rome, instead of having a beer, Bill and I had a margarita.
Really?
Yeah.
This honestly shocks me. I think the jalapeno is actually my favorite.
The jalapeno is your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Followed
That's
by
got
the
some
classic
bite. Cup. That's got some real good bite.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's my turn.
Yes, it is.
We got the Bloody Mary. That's what I'll be reviewing on all of these pub crawls. Very good. Do you want to try it?
Please.
It's not spicy, like some of them.
Well, compared to
compared to that, but it's tasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very good Bloody Mary. We ordered a couple appetizers, which we'll be reviewing, but talk about the setting in here real quick.
I really like it. It's got kind of a Mexican marketplace look to it. Like some bronze chandeliers, almost kind of Moroccan in flavor.
Yeah, you can see with the light fixtures, it does have a little Marrakesh feel, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Lots of tile work. It's also really, really pretty. It's glass chandelier.
Great.
Thank
the
you.
The wings will be coming right up.
Okay, thanks.
Marble bar, the bar stools have woven backs, they're very comfortable. It's kind of sectioned off into different conversation areas, so if you're with a group, there are places where you can sit.
Yeah, they have
sit.
Couches and chairs, and it's very laid back, because I remember coming here years ago, and you could always get a seat. You're not fighting with crowds at the bar, they got plenty of TVs. This is a good lounge, so wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't hang out here.
So we just got the calamari delivered. What are you thinking, Susie?
think it's really good.
Now, what kind of dipping sauce does it have again?
It's a jalapeno aioli.
It's breaded perfectly, crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside, but not chewy. Now, would you say this is some of the best calamari you've had?
It's right up there. I mean, you're not going to touch the grill's calamari, in my opinion.
No, the Capital Grill is the best calamari.
It's really good portion size for $11.99.
Yeah, $11.99 is not bad. Also got chicken wings that just got dropped. Now what kind did we get? The Thai
chili. Tentacled out. I like the tentacles.
You like the tentacles?
I do.
Very interesting, too, with the garnishment of, almost looks like salsa with the diced tomatoes and some greens. I've never had calamari.
Scallions, it looks like, little lettuce. Yeah, again, very true to the resort, very Mexican in presentation. Very good.
Having the salsa right now, and that's a very nice addition.
Is it? Let me have a bite.
Oh. Very good.
I
like you better.
Thank you.
Got some tomatoes with that. With
some jalapeno in there too.
You can taste some of the griddle that came off the gristle that came off the calamari. Oh, fantastic!
I could eat another order of that right now.
In all honesty, I think the garnishment actually made that dish very, very good.
Yes, thank you.
Get into these chicken wings. Just nodding your head.
They're really good.
Really good?
Not really getting a lot of heat. There's a little heat on the back end. But the glaze is just really tasty. Chicken's cooked perfectly. It's really good.
Oh, good, huh? I'd do the same. I'm going to do it without the blue cheese. I'm just going to try this straight up.
Mm-hmm.
these are good. It has a great flavor. Again, it's not hot. Crispy on the outside, though, and soft on the inside. Not your typical wet chicken ring.
No, they're really good.
These are good. Try this one with the... Is it blue cheese or what do we have there?
I'm not entirely sure.
I'll let you know here.
I think they have blue cheese and ranch.
Tastes like...
I don't think it's blue cheese because I don't like
it's
blue
not,
cheese.
No.
Nice sized chicken wings too.
Very good size.
I think this was what, $7? $6.99? $7.99?
No, I think it was like in the $10 range.
Was it? Oh, that's right. The book, they have barbecue chips that are like $6.99. Yeah, these are $10.99. Eat chicken wings, but they're, like I said, they're nice size. It's maybe a little expensive, but not out of the ballpark.
I think for the portion, I think this is enough for one person for a lunch to have.
A dollar a chicken wing is a little much.
Oh, Buffalo Wild Wings are sometimes 75 cents, and that's when they run specials. Very good.
Their menu was a little bit more extensive than what's listed in here because they were advertising some things on the electronic sign outside, flatbreads and that sort of thing, but maybe that's later in the evening. Do you want me to leave the rest of that one for you?
Sure. You didn't like it?
No, it's not that I didn't like it, but I know you like it the best, so.
She's referring to the blueberry margarita. That last wing is yours.
Thank you. Oh, it's a monster.
Just to give you a perspective, it's a little bit after 6 on a Saturday night. There's 7 people at the bar. And there's a few people sitting in the couches, and there's probably room for...
This is the kind of bar that I just looked up and I saw the POS station, and it's got the Disney Parks logo on it, and it kind of surprised me because you actually forget.
Can you open it to drinks?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You said you're actually forgetting what? That you're at a Disney...
That you're at a Disney hotel.
When you're at the Outer Rim and the monorail's whisking by and you can hear all the little weasels crying and banging plates at Chef Mickey's, you realize that you're at Disney.
Correct.
Or even at the Polynesian with the over-the-top theming of Trader Melnick's.
Yeah, this feels like it could just be a good bar anywhere.
Yeah. I bellied up here almost every night when I was on vacation with you and Diane.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought you just got beers and went to the hot tub.
I did that too.
Wow. Thank you.
I'd say about three nights I came in here.
So what you're saying is you spent more money than I was aware of on that trip.
Oh, that's definitely correct. It was the Hurley Pet Services debit card because those were business expenses. I was down here for a pet sitting convention.
I see.
So Susie's about halfway done with her flight. Her eyes are about as red and watery as a basset hound right now. It's on her second cup of water. This is going to be a long...
I only had a half a glass of water.
Long ride home.
The bartender's been excellent. She's been very attentive, and so she refilled my water before I was actually done with the first one.
As you're going to notice, as this podcast gets longer, the chattiest Susie is. 20 minutes ago, she was saying, get that microphone out of my face. Now she's like getting it closer, trying...
I'm defending myself.
Amplify herself.
I'm trying to defend myself. This nonsense. This could be one of those nights when I'm asleep by 9 o'clock, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been many a nights that alcohol wasn't involved. But, yes, I do see this as one of those 9 o'clock nights. Want to watch a Florida-Kentucky game? Be wrapping this up shortly with our ratings. We're going to do our recap of Rick's Lounge. Start with Susie. You don't want to start with me? All right, I'll start with me. We came up with a few categories. We came up with price, overall price, value, taste, presentation, strength. And then we also decided that if we went with food, that we would also do the taste of the food as well as the price slash value. So I gave the price for the drink. I had a Bloody Mary, an overall 9. It came in at $8.50. It's relatively inexpensive for a Bloody Mary. Taste, I gave a 7, only because it wasn't that spicy. Normally, I should just ask for it to be spicy, but it was an average Bloody Mary. Presentation, I gave a 7. Again, average. Nothing, you know, a couple olives, but nothing over the top that was memorable about it. Strength, I gave it an 8. It was a good drink. It had a little bit of punch, but not overpowering with the vodka. Well, as far as the appetizers we had, the calamari and the wings, we gave those both 10. I gave them a 10. I'm kind of speaking a little too quickly for Susie, but I gave them a 10. And I think the price for the appetizers, the wings were $10.99. The calamari were $11.99. So I thought the price value was a 9. So our overall ranking was an 8.3. Was mine for Rick's Lounge. Now we'll take it over to Susie.
I'm still chewing on a piece of ice to get my tongue back to normal after the jalapeno margarita. But I am not a big tequila drinker, as I stated earlier, so I don't really know pricing-wise what's fair or not. I also don't know what quality of tequila this is considered, but
I figured out my flight was $18, which averages out to $360 per shot. They were served in shot glasses, which I think is really fair. So I gave price an 8. Taste, I gave a 10. Obviously, there were certain flavors that I preferred to others, but I thought they were all really good, and the ones that I preferred were phenomenal. So taste for me was definitely a 10. Presentation, I gave it an 8. I mean, you know, a flight of shots served on a flight board. So, I mean, nothing phenomenal, but I mean, the blueberry mango margarita did have a blueberry in it. My jalapeno had some lime and some jalapeno seeds in it. So I think there was a little bit of effort made, which is nice. Strength, I gave an 8. I can't feel my tongue because of the jalapeno, not because of the alcohol. But, you know, I'm in a slight buzz, so yeah. I would say the strength was an 8. I'm happy with that. Appetizers, I also gave the taste a 10. They were both excellent. I didn't find anything wrong with either of them. I would order them again right now, as a matter of fact. And price, I also gave a 9. I mean, I thought for proportion sizes, and the prices were spot on. You know, actually, probably a bargain for a lot of places around here.
I think so.
My overall was an 8.8.
So one thing we did learn, we learned it the hard way, is that they do not take tables in Wonderland or the AP discount. Our bartender told us that they are owned by the same company that owns the Mexico Pavilion. So they do not take any types of discounts here. So that's just an FYI. If you guys have any types of discounts and you're looking for a place to go, trying to pinch some pennies, maybe Rick's Lounge is not the place for you. But we'll definitely be coming back. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
All right, guys, we're signing off. Thank you. This is our first Por Favor pub crawl. Many more to come. Would you agree, Susie?
Absolutely.
Many more to come. We'll talk to you next time. See you guys. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 154 of the Baltimore Podcast. You had some live raw footage. I didn't even edit any of that, Bill. That was just live raw
beautiful
footage.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's how you want it, right?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, little side conversations, poking fun. I mean, that's how it's got to be. It's us sitting at a bar.
Yeah, definitely. Surprised it was 9.5 hours. That's a long time to be there, but
that's a long time. That's a long time. Hey, when I went down there with Susie and my mom, I was closing that place.
Five p.m. to 2 a.m. I mean, that's a long time to be there.
Open to close, baby.
So that wasn't
open to close.
So this was not your first foray into the Rick's Lounge,
nor my second or third, Bill. Let's just leave it at
right.
that.
So this is you've been there before.
Yes.
Has much changed at the place as far as decor goes?
No.
Or anything, all the same?
No.
How about the bartender? Did he remember you when you walked in?
It was a she. Oh. No, not like the place at Detroit.
That's
kind of
what I was implying, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm guessing since you've gone several times, I was going to ask you, is it a place that you would definitely go back to? But I think that question's already been answered.
Yes, because it's a place that you don't feel like you're at Disney.
Right.
You're not having the kids in there. Not that there's anything wrong with kids.
It's definitely a lot different. It's almost like a club setting, too.
It is a club because they actually have a DJ and they do dancing.
Right. Now, were they doing that at that time when you were there?
No, they weren't. There wasn't really anybody in the bar. It's a Saturday night, so I find it hard-pressed. You're probably not getting many conventioneers going because who the hell wants to pay lodging for a Saturday when got...
That's true. So their weekends are probably slower there as opposed to the opposite for most places.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But the food selection's good. It's quiet. It's dark, which I like. Mm-hmm. But just enough lighting. It's not pitch black, if you know what I mean.
Right.
You could sit there and watch a ball game. And
now, is the food good enough to get you to like go there specifically, or is it just if you're staying there, you'll check it out?
I'll tell you what. I love chicken wings,
right?
But I don't like the slop. Like, I love B-dubs,
mm-hmm.
but you've been to Buffalo Wild Wings. They're smaller.
Yeah.
They're very saucy.
They can be, yeah.
These wings were very crunchy on the outside mm-hmm. and just soft and juicy on the inside. Absolutely perfect combination.
Okay.
Perfect combination. I love the flavor. The Thai flavor was fantastic. The calamari was amazing.
Now, here's an important question as far as calamari goes. Was it just rings or were there tentacles too?
Tentacles.
Oh, that's
well.
How you know it's good.
Yep.
That's important. I know, like, my wife doesn't like the tentacles, but when you have the calamari with the tentacles, you know it's fresh. You're not just getting a bag of frozen calamari rings that they're throwing in the fryer.
Exactly. Yep.
I like that. That's good.
And they had a nice, like salsa. Usually your calamari comes with like marinara or melted garlic butter salt.
Right.
But this had that garlic aioli
yeah.
dipping sauce, which was fantastic. But then it was finished at the bottom. You had, like tomatoes and cilantro, like a nice, almost Mexican salad at the bottom, which was a great way to finish that calamari.
Oh, okay.
Because usually, you know how you're picking up... the fried critters, like with your fingers, you're kind of using them as chopsticks, just getting that battered
yeah, dough. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a nice finish.
That's good. Yeah, sounds good. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And the drinks, I mean, you said the Bloody Mary was average, but did Susie enjoy
those? It wasn't too spicy, but I do have to, you would have to ask for it to be spicy, but nowhere near as far as one of the best Bloody Marys
no,
on property.
But it wasn't like it wasn't undrinkable.
No, it was good. It was like if you made one at your house.
Because you remember with Mike Schaefer, he said that he got one at Ohana that was basically tomato juice and vodka that he said was not very mm-hmm. good. Like, that's undrinkable.
Yeah.
That's almost undrinkable.
Correct.
I mean, nothing's undrinkable when it has alcohol in it, but you get the idea.
Yep.
That's one that you would think about sending back anyway. But this one was good enough that you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. And her margarita flight was fantastic.
Good.
There was a few that I really, really liked and a few that were just okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now when you go and you're going to spend $18 on a margarita...
You know which one.
You better enjoy it for $18.
That's true. Yeah. Beautiful. I'm glad...
So, yeah, one of the things, though, we kind of touched on was no tables in Wonderland. The bartender told me that place is owned by the same company that owns the Mexican Pavilion.
Oh, okay.
And so that's supposedly why they don't have, why they don't accept tables in Wonderland. But I'm thinking because it's a convention hotel and they don't really need the,
probably
the outside
because the restaurant inside the Mexico Pavilion takes tables.
Correct.
But the one, the new one outside does not, I don't think. So maybe it's that one he's talking about.
Actually, I thought they both do. I'll have to double check. Maybe you're correct.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
I'm trying to think if you have any other questions. No, the food was good. The drinks were good. Yeah, it's just a kind of out-of-the-way spot. It's quiet, and it's a good place to hang out.
Let's see what this says here. I'm just pulling up the tables in Wonderland quickly. So, at Epcot, they have San Angel Inn is the only one in Mexico that takes it. So, the one outside, which is, what's the one called there outside Mexico? Now I can't even think of it. You remember the name of that one?
No.
La Hacienda, that one.
La Hacienda, yeah,
that
yeah,
one.
I want to try
that one doesn't take it. So maybe that's the one that's owned by the same people as Rick's.
Could be.
I wonder. That would make more sense actually, based on what the bartender said. All right. Yeah, I don't really have anything else. I mean, the audio kind of spoke for itself. We touched on the other things. You think it was overpriced, like the as far as the food or the drinks?
No, it came out to about $50 or
which
so.
Isn't
no,
bad.
I didn't think that was bad. No.
I mean, I'm sure you guys ended up having a little bite to eat that night at home, but it probably held you guys over for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. And you could have gone with the entrees if you were staying for dinner too. You could have got a burger or something.
Mm-hmm.
Fish tacos. That would be something to get you back there, I would imagine.
Fish tacos, yeah. Definitely want to check those out.
Surprised. I'm almost surprised. I said I was surprised you didn't go with the Fiesta flatbread, but the fish tacos, you guys could have split that in the calamari. That would have been quite the deal as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
As always, next time.
Now, I did go out to social media and ask what people liked.
Okay.
But that was only a couple hours ago, so we didn't get really many responses. But I do have Mr. Klinsman checked
in. Yeah, I checked in on that.
Saying, I wish I had checked it out when I stayed there. So that's a regret of yours.
Yeah, kind of, because I wanted to go in there, but we were just kind of at the part. We ate so much.
Yeah, that's true.
On our deluxe dining plan. And then my wife's not a drinker, so we weren't going to like go in and go to the club. Necessarily. So, but maybe
put on your caprice and get
That would have been grooving. Good. But
I've seen some of your moves too, Mr. Klinsman.
I can dance. Don't get me wrong.
You can dance. You're one of those that like attract the whole table too.
Yes, exactly.
Like you get out there alone, and once you get it going, next thing you know, there's like a table and then two tables all surrounding you.
Right, the circle around you, and you're doing the moves in the middle.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. There was another response as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was from our friend John Scanlon, Fort Wilderness guy. Decent little place, not bad if you're staying there and not wanting to venture off resort property.
So basically a good way to close down your night with a couple of cocktails or something like that.
Yes, yes.
So I guess what he's saying, and maybe you agree with this, maybe not, is it's probably not a place that you would set out to venture. Like if you're staying at the Polynesian, you're not gonna go out of your way to go to Rick's Lounge and hang out.
Yeah, I think the problem is it's out of the way.
Right.
I think there's a lot of places that you wouldn't necessarily want to take two buses to get to it.
That's I guess that's true. You wouldn't really do that for most.
Other than Meisner's, I'd get on a jet to go there.
Yeah, I know you like that place. We'll talk about that another time. We had some pub stuff we wanted to get into as
yes,
well.
We do.
So that'll be a future episode. I believe next week, if everything goes to plan, we're going to have a special guest on and we're going to talk about Taking young children to Walt Disney World, correct, Mr. Klinsman?
Yes.
A topic that's very near and dear to your heart, I know.
Very near and dear to my heart.
That's one. There must be a Jayhawk game on that night, because you came up with this idea. You're like, yeah, let's get someone on to talk about that. You're going to be sitting back watching Fog Allen the whole time.
No, because I think they're on. They said that they're on Big Monday. They're playing West Virginia, so.
We'll see you after
that. I mean, you might get, like, about 10 minutes of my attention that
night. That's fine. That's more than usual, actually.
That is true.
About par for the course.
Yeah, we just got through rivalry week. This is great time right now, Bill. Yes. Great time. It was like 81 degrees here in the studio. But I'm not gonna be that guy.
No, don't be that guy. All right, anything else? Or are we good to wrap things up here?
We're good to wrap things up here, Bill.
All right. You want to give the social media nonsense?
Sure. You can follow us on Facebook, Por Favor Podcast. You can send an email to the show if you have any show ideas, info@PorFavorPodcast. You can send me an email, Mike@PorFavorPodcast. Our Twitter handles are PorFavorPodcast and @PorFavorMike. Website address, www.PorFavorPodcast.com. You can check us out on YouTube, Por Favor Podcast, or my channel, Por Favor Mike.
Yes, and by the way,
Mr. Klinsman. Go ahead.
I was going to say there's a new video up on the Por Favor YouTube page, the Scotch Egg Cooking Class. So get
The Scotch Egg Cooking Class.
So get a load of that, check that out, and give it a thumbs up or whatever, make a comment on there if you like it. I just put that up the other day, so that's up and live on YouTube now as you listen to this. Again, that's youtube.com/PorFavorPodcast. And I guess you can email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. I don't have anything else, Bill.
All right, cool. Thanks for listening to episode 154 of the Por Favor Montengase Podcast. From Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, I'm Por Favor Mike down in Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week.